Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Here, when we're talking about nature, we're talking about respect, we're talking about honor, we're talking about responsibility, accountability, we're talking about amana, we're talking about something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth for a reason, and we're talking about us representing all of these things in the best way possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, if you plant a tree and a bird eats from that tree, then that is considered to be a form of sadaqah. Let's read out the points that Sheikh Jawadi mentions as far as the qualities or the positive benefits of planting and respecting trees and also honoring forests. It's going to be a form of halal rizq. It's going to be a form, as we just mentioned, of sadaqah. It will be a way of us bringing about sustenance. It will be a way of assisting us as a reward in our grave as well. Important thing is that there is a collective responsibility other than an individual responsibility for us to honor and respect our environment, nature, in this particular topic, trees and forests. Many, many ahadith speak about how recommended it is for you to plant a tree. Just imagine, you chop down one tree, but you plant five in its place. It's going to be a form of sadaqah. It's going to help you in barzakh. It's going to help you on judgment day. It's a way of you repaying back to nature and all these other wonderful things that you're doing. And it might not cost you a lot of money as well, but you are giving back to nature, with it, which is a wonderful thing. And most importantly, remembering that the art, the skill that we need to adopt, that we need to promote in our society, is not only to respect the nature in that sense, but keep nature clean and never allowing ourselves to contribute towards polluting nature.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
When we spoke about trees and forests, I left out an important piece of information that we also needed to discuss, which Sheikh Jawadi also mentions, and that is the importance of having parks, park facilities, and anything to do with having outside kind of entertainment, natural entertainment. And there are, of course, many things that we are able to gather from verses from the Holy Quran and also a hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam that speak about how these open public areas or natural wildlife or rainforests, reservations, parks, these kind of things that, you know, the public would be able to use for the purpose of getting close to nature. These are very important things for the purpose of entertainment, for the purpose of whatever it may be. Very, very important thing that must have been mentioned. I should have mentioned it in the previous episode. Anyway, continuing on, when it does come to the importance of air, importance of oxygen, how necessary it is for us to make sure that we breathe fresh air. That's why, you know, if you're living in congested area, in a maybe polluted city, it's always good every once in a while for you to go out and enjoy the breeze of fresh air in rural areas. And remembering the ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through fresh air. And rain is also something that is important, even though we discussed water in detail, but when it does come to something like rain and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending it down to us, it is a blessing, it is a ni'mah. Rain not only cleans the environment, but also gives us that most pure, most clean of source of H2O, of water. And air as well, of course. When it comes to the issue of droughts, and we spoke about sin before, and we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing us in different ways, it's not something new, it's not a new phenomena. But here I'd like to mention what Imam Ali alayhi salam says about rain and it becoming scarce. He says, إِذَا جَارَ الْحَاكِمِ جَوْرِ means dhul, means oppression. If a ruler becomes oppressive, qallal matar, rain will become scarce. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he says, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْوُلَاتِ حُبِسَ الْمَطَرِ. If rulers or if officials in the ruling system lie, then rain will not be sent down. And of course, this means that there's going to bring about drought and all of the other, you know, bad things that come along with a drought. Now, when we talk about water, we talk about the benefits of rain, and we talk about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with rain and how it itself is a ni'mah, there's also all of those things that we can speak about as far as the ad'iyah and the a'mah, the supplications and the deeds that one can do for requesting of ghayth, for requesting of rain. And there are many common etiquette that can be observed for that. Further on to that, we can see how wonderful it is for us to relate to water as far as the sea, as far as ocean, as far as rivers, as far as lakes, as far as dams, whatever it is. You need to have quick access to water, not only for issues of tahara and najasa and drinking, but also for the benefit that water has, for food, for, you know, the sea life that it has as a supply for us, and also for swimming purposes, for entertainment, for sports, and everything else. So because of the many benefits that it has, we need to make sure that we take care of it. And that's why, you know, a whole segment Sheikh Jawadi mentions about how important it is for us to avoid polluting the water and the seas and the ocean and the rivers and the lakes in every way, in any way, and to keep it as clean as possible. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahireen. Driving past.
walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's cries.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.